When the contract to build a new fire hall in Springwater Township was first awarded last May, the cost was $7,784,489. 6 months later, it went up $1,628,950 when the original contract was terminated and the second lowest bidder, Pega Construction, was awarded the contract for $9,413,439. Last night, Springwater Council approved another $1,750,000 for the new fire hall, bringing the final cost, as of now, to $11,616,006. That's $3,831,517, almost 50%, more than the original contract for the project, located at 1132 Snow Valley Road, at Highway 26. Some members of council were not happy with the news. "I do have concerns in general about our RFP, request for proposal, process and the fact that on the first one, we awarded an RFP that couldn't actually do the job without a significant amount of extra funding so we pulled back," said Cown. Danielle Alexander. "We awarded a second one that also wasn't accurate, so now we've substantially, $1.7 million is a big number in terms of the overall budget of this project," she added. "We're not talking about a 1% increase, we're talking a big increase." Alexander said she is also concerned about scope creep, referring to how a project's requirements tend to increase over a project's life cycle. "To have this amount of scope creep without even having shovels in the ground concerns me," the councillor said. Other members of council voiced similar concerns. Cown. Phil Fisher said it was a pretty serious issue, but stopped short of blaming anyone. Instead, he took the disappointing news in stride, deciding to look at the situation as a cautionary note for future endeavors. "I think this serves as a warning to us," he said. "We need to really think as we embark on the next project, how are we going to manage this? I see this a problem not on any individual, but it's a problem that just can't be repeated on a large scale." Mayor Jennifer Coughlin agreed. "I think it's been 10 years now since I've been sitting here, and I think it was under $3 million the first time it was brought to us," she said. 2.2, then 5.7 and then 7.9. It just keeps going up and up and up. "We need to get those shovels in the ground and get this built. It's not going to get cheaper tomorrow," Coughlin added. According to Jeff Schmidt, the township's chief administrative officer, Springwater has been working with PEGA since last November to move the project forward. During those discussions, it was brought to the township's attention that there was other work required that was not in the original scope of work for the project. The required works that were excluded: supply and installation of a culvert along the entrance to the property, construction of the Apparatus Bay driveway connection to Snow Valley Road, supply of all granular material, change in hydro connection, from pole-mounted to a pad-mounted transformer. Township staff have estimated that the additional costs would be just over $1 million. The big-ticket items include construction of the Apparatus Bay driveway, $317,000, supply of granular material, which was originally to be supplied from township pits, but was found to be unsuitable for the project, $380,000, and the change in the hydro connection, $280,000. Additionally, Schmidt said, there was no contingency fund allocated in the contract. Contingency fees are typically between 10 and 15% of a project's total cost. The township is suggesting a contingency fee of about 7%, or almost $680,000 for this project. The contingency will cover costs for approved additional work. The contractor has recommended that the following extra work be included in the project: building layout changes, which include an additional 34 square meters to the building footprint and changes to the mezzanine layout; additional site and exterior work including additional sidewalks, line painting, snow storage area, garbage enclosure, 3 additional parking spots and concrete aprons. The extra work is estimated at $435,712. The recommended work, in addition to the required work, totals about $1.5 million. Council's approval of $1.75 million provides the township with some flexibility in the budget to consider any other recommended changes by the contractor and not have to seek additional funding. According to Schmidt, the construction company has applied for a building permit and is ready to begin construction in June.